Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Time. so far gone, she feels just like a fool. My, oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change things? You're still the same old girl you used to be. You can't.
We've been through Halloween. We're now in November. It's almost winter time, and Nick Elliott is still going for volume 43 of It's Your Show, Nick. Would you like to welcome the team?
Oh, welcome the team.
Who are you?
The team is, it's Ben Lewis again.
Hello again. Hello.
Sue Royce, the legend that is Sue Royce. And my dear friend, Chris Moore, who's bobbed over from Boston today.
All the way from deepest Boston, Lincolnshire.
And no connection with Tony, Roger, or any of the other Moors that are out there. Although I gather, Chris, you once actually spliced together lots of songs with Moore, including More, More, More.
I certainly did. I have them in my possession on another radio station somewhere.
Well, there we are. You can mention
Galaxy Far, Far Away. Yeah.
Do you think so? You really think that's where Endeavour is at this particular moment in time?
Were there, Chris Moore, definitely.
Did they go through the canal of Van Halen?
Oh, we've had Van Halen in our time.
No jumping, nothing else to excite us but the 2015 remastered version of Panama.
Panama. Panama.
Panama. Panama. It's a canal.
And a cigar.
And a country.
yeah, we're running a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
It's also a hat. Panama hat. Very good. That's it. We're kicking it off in more ways than one because you've ratcheted up the level once again, Nick, as you're prone to do, because we move from Van Halen to John Bon Jovi.
Good track. Possibly, I think, one of the best they did.
Really?
I
Ben,
think so.
Are you a Bon Jovi person?
Only one of the songs, and I'm sure you all know which song.
Live and Let Die.
No, there's a good song. It was a good song, yeah. But
was it not Jump?
No, it's got to be Living on a Prayer, isn't it?
Well, Living
good
on a Prayer
track,
is indeed, yes.
Good
yes,
track.
Yes. Sue?
I like Paradise City myself.
We're talking about a different band.
No, that's what I said.
back in the day before I headed off to university. This is a personal piece of information, Nick, which you only get every 13 episodes of Sound and Nick's Vision. Right. I was particularly impressed with an album that was produced without Peter Gabriel, but featured Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford and Phil Collins, and Ballad of a Big and Follow Me, Follow You, and this particular number, which I thought, good grief, Nick has actually put this into his particular selection box for the show. It's an awesome little number, but why, pray tell, have you gone... In fact, let's do a pop quiz question. And Then There Were Three. Which band produced that album, please? Sue Royce. I've given you three other names who are actually in there already.
Genesis.
Absolutely. Genesis. Straight in there. A band of public... public schoolboys who decided to do lots of wonderful things. Some might say better with Gabriel, some might say better without Gabriel. This is the un...
I think better without.
Really? There is a colleague in the University of Lincoln whose name clearly we cannot mention, Doug Brown. But Doug, massive Genesis fan. And as much actually a Genesis fan as indeed a Leicester Tigers fan, I think. Huge Genesis fan. Very much... he's a Peter Gabriel person.
They usually are, these diehards, but I think they kind of die hard without the appreciation of just how good Phil Collins is.
Oh, this
head and shoulders. Head and shoulders.
No, he's only small. He couldn't possibly be head and shoulders.
Yes,
Phil Collins
is a
teeny tiny drummer.
Up.
He does
Please stand. Get up, Phil.
Okay.
We're talking about you. Stood where I stand. Many more that stand here too. The thing what I find strange is the way you built me up and knocked me down again. Thought was fun. Now it's over. Why can't I just leave the stage? Maybe that's because you securely locked me up and threw away the key. Oh, mama, please would you find the
So, Sue, probably never having heard that one before, what did you make of Many Too Many Have Stood Where I Stand Now? Many Too Many Have Stand Here Still?
You're right, I've not heard it before, but I really liked it. I thought it was very good.
There we are. Yeah, a bit like
but then, yeah. Phil Collins doesn't really do a lot of duff stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't
know.
You're
right, Sue. You're right.
No, no. Ben?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that, actually. It was, I quite enjoy quite a few of Phil Collins' numbers. Mm. They are pretty good.
What are you doing over Christmas, then, given that this is the November show and the next one up is the Christmas special?
I haven't decided, actually.
Really?
No. Various offers in the
I'm sure.
pipeline.
Exactly.
But
will you be delivering presents as normal?
Well, I should be doing that.
Good.
24th.
Of course. Yeah. It's a very busy time for all photographers and reindeer.
Waxing my skis.
It's always important. Very good. So we move on to the faces and maybe as opposed to baby. Once again, one of those peculiarities which I kind of second guessed here. I thought, I presume he's looking for maybe I'm amazed, not baby I'm amazed.
Alex.
Yeah.
You're the intellectual one.
Well,
I'm the creative one.
Just it Let's sounds just, like it's when
it
you
ha- works,
it's
man,
when
it
you
works.
Hum the tune down the line and says, can you get that one?
Yeah.
We try.
All right, this one you may well know, you may not know it, and if you don't know it, I really don't know where you've been. So you should know the tune. Here we go.
Thank you.
won't you? Try to understand. Just about warming up.
Well, that's kind of kept us happy for a nice Thursday evening. A Sound and Exhibition with Maybe I'm Amazed Faces. If I'm pushed, I'd say Ichiku Park and the Small Faces, probably a preferable number. And also, in terms of Rod Stewart, I think it's probably better when he left them, really. Sorry, Rod, but there we are. That's a different line. And of course, Killing of Georgie. Now, there's a tune. Parts one and two.
Good track. Rod's done some nice stuff.
Indeed so. Sue, how is it shaping up for you on this November, almost bonfire night special that we've got for Sound and Next Vision? Eagles, so far. Van Halen, Bon Jovi, Genesis, The Faces.
Well, you're a bit premature yet, but I did like the last one. It's very good. I did like it. It's a contender, I'm not promising anything. Yeah. So
there are so many things you could say, Nick.
Keep playing.
There was a joke there. She teed it up.
Let's be classy, please.
When you choose to effectively substitute Chris Moore with Roy Chubby Brown, then I'll go with that. But you know, as it stands,
I wouldn't consider it.
No,
goodness,
just keep spinning them, Alex.
How quaint, spinning them. Yeah. Like a genuine disc jockey kind
pop,
of person.
Pop and prattle, as it's called.
Well, there we are. Curiously, the next number comes in and ties yourself, Nick, in with Richard Fitzwilliams. Who would have thought it, Ben?
Yeah.
A Richard Fitzwilliams number that actually connects with the fantastic Nick Elliott. It's Billy Joel singing where Richard used to, well, actually spent some time recently. You may recall, Nick.
In Vienna.
Exactly. Not Ultravox. But Billy Joel, so Ultravox just not on the agenda? Or
No. Far too much of a pop single, that is. Yeah.
Mm. It means nothing to me, either.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice call.
See what I did there?
Boom, boom! Oh.
Why you're here, Chris?
Cheese and me go well together.
And
like
so
the best
you've,
of sandwiches.
And so you've gone for a boxer.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, but you know that when the truth is told, that you can what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Oh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs sore.
You have really done your homework. Aw, thank you.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
Crash Test Dummies.
Good, isn't it? I really enjoyed that. I haven't heard it for ages.
Well, it's been a long time, actually, Chris, since we've seen each other, hasn't it?
Yes, Nick, yeah.
It has. What have you been doing, man?
This and that, and a bit of the other.
Tell the listeners.
Really?
Yes.
You can't whack a bit of the other.
Well, you know, I have all things in moderation.
Do you think?
Yes, I do. So, this and that a lot.
Yeah.
The other, no.
Don't you think?
Nah, not significantly so. Anyway.
No.
Statistically unimportant. Unimportant.
Really?
Yes.
Are we just talking a load of knackers? Or?
We are. We. No, I've been away on holiday. You know,
really?
A couple of months ago. So,
where you been?
I went out to Mallorca. Lovely place. Lovely.
Mallorca?
Mallorca. Yeah, Mallorca.
Not Majorca?
Well, you can call it Majorca. I'll call it Mallorca.
Okay.
All right, same place. Same place.
Bad printing on the ticket, was
something
it?
Something like that. Yeah. No, we had this lovely villa. Lovely
it's a
villa.
Great place to go. Oh, really nice.
It is.
I've never been.
Oh, I have.
Ooh. Steer clear of Magaluf, Nick, because the music there isn't exactly to your taste.
Ooh,
but
okay.
Cala San Vicente on the north coast is pretty jolly good.
Hey, we're obviously talking to somebody who's spent some time there, Chris.
Only once, sadly.
It's lovely. Lovely, isn't it? It's really good. Yeah, trouble is they have things out there called mosquitoes.
I had a few encounters here this year, actually. This summer, I got eaten alive.
So did I.
Not good.
But because I'm on these things called blood thinners, I took a rather fancy to me. And of course, one slight bite comes up like a monumental eruption.
Really?
You know? Yeah. So I look like I've got Black
a joke,
Death.
Yeah?
I know. Your radio
we
show.
By it.
Take you anywhere, boys, really.
Well, you see, I'm bowing down to you, Nick, because this is your show, you see. So
well,
I'll take the lead from you.
Do you think?
Get down.
Carry on, Alex. Play some music.
Play some music.
It is outrageous. I mean, it's just, for the moment that I thought it was rather like Carl Pilkington and...
I love a bit of Carl Pilkington.
It was a mixture of Carl Pilkington and, of course, our man from the office, Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant.
Precisely. It was almost as though they'd come to life for me there. Gentlemen, awesome stuff.
Excellent.
And the only way in which we can go home with, some might say, Michael Bublé. I would always like to say Michael Bublé. It's a way forward on Siren Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would say, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go. Just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. Like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. Any the Paris and Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you. Go home. Let me go home. It'll all be alright. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
As you know, Nick, I regularly like to just find out what is true and what is fake in the world of the World Wide Web. And it would seem that a recent addition to Nick Elliott on Wikipedia might include an image of yourself which is not true to life.
Definitely. I didn't know about that.
Well, that's Wikipedia part of the learning process. Could have been a Halloween trick or treat. Mm. Just a thought. Sue, you were quite shocked to find out that Nick actually is 74 English years of age.
Well, I was, yeah. Mm.
But he is an English rock art photographer best known for his black and white images of some of the world's best known musicians.
Yeah, that's true.
Born in Peterborough.
And I'm not 74.
No, you're not 74.
You would say that, Nick. Let it celebrate. Celebrate the fact that you're still younger than Mick Jagger. Exactly. It's all working out perfectly.
Eh?
I heard that.
No.
Sue is now going in for corporal punishment, and that's not acceptable on this particular show. It's just too much.
It's just as well I'm sat here.
It is.
I hope this is being shown after 9 o'clock.
Sorry, listeners.
It's a joy of radio and such like. Anyway.
That's one word for it.
Just two more to go. Nickelback and John Miles. I'll say that again. Just two more go to go. Nickelback and John. If you want to go in for flagellation, Nick, there are opportunities,
really?
But not on this programme. Let's set it up as a different area. And people would pay to have a photograph of that.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? And this is where I grew up. It up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking up. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in. Oh, 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 oh God, I am. Every memory of looking out the back door, I have a photo I was written on my bedroom floor. It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. Every memory of walking out the front door, I found the photo of the present I was looking for. It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. The cops in us hanging out. They say somebody went murdered down. We used to listen to the radio and sing along with every song we know. We said someday we'd find out how it feels to sing to more than just a steering wheel. Kim's the first girl I kissed. I was so nervous that I nearly missed. She's had a couple of kids since then. I haven't seen her since God knows when. Oh, oh, oh.
change.
Good night. Nickelback and Photograph there. Nick, again, another awesome selection of tunes that have opened up in all sorts of ways there. For a moment, I was actually hearing classical music coming around there. That's still very strange. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm hallucinating. Maybe it's a different line entirely. Ben, where are you going to go to? Panama, Keep the Faith, Many Too Many, Baby I'm Amazed, Vienna, Crash Test Dummies, of course, Home, Photograph, or would it be John Mars and Music, or would it be Lion Eyes and Eagles?
Ooh, I think probably the Nickelback for me.
I sense Sue, Lion Eyes and Eagles might be number one for yourself. Or is it Michael Bublé?
Well, I was having a serious toss-up between the Eagles and Bublé.
You always have
a
serious toss-up every
show.
We just can't broadcast it.
I'm going to treat that with the contemporary.
I would hope so.
She's Bublé. Holding it well. She's
Bublé,
holding
please.
Which one?
Bublé, please.
Chris, your second show, and this time we found out a little bit more about the interaction, the chemistry that you actually share with Nick Elliott.
Oh, yes.
What was your favourite tune?
Well, I too had a toss-up, and
really?
Yes, you did. Oh, no, it was very quick, but
I've heard that saying.
But I actually went with the Faces, basically because of their catalogue of music, which is great.
Excellent. Nick, how can people get in touch with you on the socials?
They can do the socials, all of them, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm everywhere. And a bit of LinkedIn if you fancy, or just go to nickelliott.info, which is my press office, and I'm all over the place.
Extraordinary.
TV, radio. And lots of you and me, Alex. Lots of these shows.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we're there for. You can listen again. Although, strangely enough, even though you was invited by yourself to take part in this very show, when I put the question to one of the presenters on today's show and last show, had you listened to any of the shows before? No.
Really?
No, never. Not a single one.
You weren't, mate.
Not one.
Well, they're all waiting there. For
exactly.
Your listening pleasure.
42 hours worth.
Really?
41 hours, if you wish to actually work.
That's a full working week.
Well, some might say so, exactly.
Unless you live in the UK, where it's more like 82 hours a week.
Exactly. Final words that we say before we go to the Christmas special for Sound and Nick's Vision Volume 3. A one, a two, three.
Keep
Easy Live.
Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible to do. In this world of troubles, my music pulls me through.
music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past, the music of the past, music of the
Music.